Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The day after former Massachusetts House Speaker Sal DeMasi was convicted of federal charges of extortion, fraud, and conspiracy, the current speaker admits that that verdict is a big setback in efforts to clean up ethics problems on Beacon Hill. Speaker Robert DeLeo has called the verdict a powerful blow to the public's trust in government. We spoke with him today and asked just how powerful a blow it is.
I think it's a major concern, obviously, and skepticism that people have, relative to people that are serving them. And, it's very concerning to me because when I came in here under the circumstances, when I assumed the speakership, one of my major issues to be addressed at that point was changing the view of, ethics up here on the Hill. And with that, the first piece of legislation we did was major ethics reform, and we made that probably our ethics laws here in Massachusetts probably the strongest that there are, one of the strongest at least in the country. But having said that, every time you look like you're making that step forward and you're working hard and you're working on transportation reform and education reform in various budget changes to make it more transparent and open, you get a conviction such as this and it does set you back.
You have said that this is not business as usual on Beacon Hill. But again, with this being the third consecutive speaker to be convicted, it certainly appears that it's not unusual. And we've heard U.S. Senator Scott Brown say this represents a go-along-to-get-along mentality on Beacon Hill. Former Attorney General Scott Harshbarger said much the same thing on our air this morning. How do you reconcile what you're saying about this being an aberration when people like this are saying the opposite?
Well, because of the fact that being Speaker, former Chair of Ways and Means, and whether I served as a first-term representative, I know the people here in the House. I know the people that I've dealt with in the House. I know the folks that I, whether it's debate or negotiate with on an ongoing basis on both sides of the aisle from all parts of the state. And I know them to be just good, hard-working people representing their districts fiercely and having strong advocates not only for the district, but some of the major causes that are occurring here in Massachusetts. I think that, when I see my colleagues here voting like they did on some of these tough reforms that we brought in, some of which, put bigger scrutiny on us as elected officials and gave more power to the Attorney General, the Ethics Commission, Inspector General, and Secretary of State. So I know these people that they're here to do the right thing.
The trial shed some light on at least how one deal got done on Beacon Hill. And as you know, your name came up at one point when former State Rep Lyda Hawkins testified that Speaker DeMasi told her that he would make sure that you would put the software contract at the center of the case in the budget. Mm-hmm. With testimony like that, how do you convince the people of Massachusetts that you're trustworthy?
The only thing that I can prove, Sasha, is the fact, just look at the record in terms of what I've tried to build in to do what I felt was right for the people of the Commonwealth. I take that very, very seriously, as you probably can tell. Hopefully you can tell, and probably if you look at my record and if you talk about that, whether it's court reform, transportation reform, ethics reform, pension reform, bringing more transparency and openness to our budget. Heck, I even put a term limit on the years that I can serve as Speaker of the House, something which hadn't been done before. So hopefully by my actions and my deeds, people will say that, it's a different game here now at the State House. It's a different attitude. It's a different climate.
You've been very open about acknowledging that you think that this hurts public trust in government. But it sounds like in some ways you think this is more public perception than reality. Do you think that's true, that in reality government is cleaner than the public often thinks it is?
I think that the public thinks about it. Yes, I do. But again, I can't blame the public in terms of their perception in light of the history and, more importantly, the recent history of government. So there are days when I say to myself as I'm, working here at the State House or wherever I may be in terms of working hard to get legislation going. And I'll say, gee, if the, you know, hopefully the public understands all the good things that we're doing. On the other hand, I can fully understand their perception and why they're so, you know, skeptical about it. But I think that the public should realize that, you know, reality is such that, again, I think the people who were sent here are good people, and they represent the interests of their constituents each and every day.
Thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
The Speaker of the Massachusetts House, Robert DeLeo.